Another thing that we saw in our Patterns of Care study was kind of interesting. We've seen a progressive shift since 2001 with the attack data towards the use of upfront AIs, and that now clearly is the dominant initial strategy, at least in the United States. But one thing that's kind of interesting is you still see a little bit of a pocket within investigators, and you probably can guess who they are just from having dealt with people, who think that maybe tamoxifen should be considered in patients who are node negative. Can you talk about sort of the thinking behind that and whether you agree or disagree with it?
Well, I think I disagree. The only value of tamoxifen, I think, is in patients that do not tolerate the AIs. I mean, there are a subgroup of patients that get these arthralgias and really have lots of problems, and they're going to an AI makes sense. But by and large, the side effects of tamoxifen are worse than the side effects of the AIs, particularly for anastrozole, where the number of patients stopping treatment because of side effects was substantially and significantly higher on tamoxifen than on an AI. And we know there are problems with thromboembolic events and a range of gynecological problems, including endometrial cancer, a 4 times higher hysterectomy rate. So for low-risk patients, of course, the issues are more related to safety and tolerability than efficacy. And there, overall, the AIs are better. There clearly are some toxicities, and some patients do not tolerate them. So it clearly, in those cases, tamoxifen is better than nothing. But by and large, I think for the low-risk patient, it's the toxicity profile that makes them more attractive. And for the higher-risk patients, it's the efficacy profile. So I can't really see a group of patients for which you wouldn't want to start an AI first if you're going to give any endocrine treatment.